Amazon is about to become a landlord to homeless families. The online retail giant will team up with local nonprofit Mary's Place to turn a vacant South Lake Union building into a homeless shelter. There's room for about 60 or 70 families. They'll start moving in on Monday. Amazon is not famous for hometown philanthropy or philanthropy in general. Seattle Times Amazon reporter Angel Gonzalez broke the story. I asked him, Amazon homeless shelter, what's going on?
Well, yeah, it seems Amazon is coming out of its shell. You know, it's a company that traditionally has not been known for philanthropy and for going out at beyond its, you know, its balance sheet and its conquest of the world in many ways. And you know, it seems they're using some of the real estate they have while they figure out what to do with it to house, you know, homeless people.
You know, Amazon had a lot of questions directed towards it in the last year about its role in the community, particularly after that New York Times story. Are you seeing some echoes of that here?
Well, yes, I think so. Part of it is that. Part of it is the fact that Amazon has growing so much that the growth is bringing along some sort of change in the corporate culture, too. You know, at the national level, it's realizing, you know, it needs to make a better case about its impact in terms of jobs and in terms of, like, social impact in order to advance its interests, right? It's a company that's not being very well understood, and so far they have been proud of that. But I think that's changing. As they become bigger, they grow under more scrutiny. And in Seattle, you know, that impact is maximized because they are probably one of the bigger reasons for the economic transformation of the city. So they know all eyes are on them. And, you know, they probably are seeing the need to be seen as good neighbors.
So how did this partnership with Mary's Place happen?
Well, it's I think it's modeled after something the city of Seattle did. The city of Seattle, they had a building, it uses the site of a former bank that they are turning into a police precinct in North Seattle. And they allowed Mary's Place to hang in there for a year and set up a homeless shelter. And Amazon had a long relationship with Mary's Place. I guess, you know, they were thinking of things they could do, and they, you know, they saw the empty real estate they had. They have a couple of former motels, and, you know, they asked the city if, you know, those were suitable for that purpose, for creating a temporary homeless shelter. And once they got the approval from the city, they went to Mary's Place, which is a nonprofit Amazon has long been involved with, and they sort of set it up. And it took 4 months from, you know, conception to implementation, which is pretty quick.
Pretty quick turnaround, yeah. So what will life be like for the families who live there?
Well, it used to be a former dorm for Cornish College of the Arts students, so should be okay, right? I mean, there's families will have their own rooms. There's about 70 rooms. They're expecting between 60 and 70 families. There are going to be kids' playrooms and common rooms and a kitchen. From what I was told, I haven't seen the inside of the building myself. I understand the Fairmont Olympic Hotels was donating some furniture and bedding and furnishings for some of the rooms. So that would make at least those rooms pretty fancy, I would think. But, you know, but people are going to be there from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. every day. And on weekends, you know, they get to hang out there for 24 hours, right? What the executive director of Mary's Place was telling me, her quote was like, you know, so kids can be in their jammies during the weekend, which is sort of a respite from life on the street.
Well, and this shelter is temporary. It is open for just a year. At least that's what the plan is right now. What happens after that?
Well, you know, Amazon couldn't promise anything. But at the same time, they said they have another former motel that at some point they're going to build on. But they have not taken possession of that. So they kind of really know the exact timing on and of what they can do with the building and what they can't do. But they say their goal is to, if everything works out well, perhaps create another shelter there once this one closes.
Now, this is a vacant Amazon property. It's waiting to be developed. Mary's Place is going to pay the utilities. So that kind of leads to the question, just how much is Amazon giving back, really?
Well, you know, it's a good question. Like, you know, it shouldn't be treated as if they were creating, you know, like another Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, right? I mean, it's not costing them much money in relative terms, especially compared to their size. But, you know, at the same time, they're bringing a lot of people into their literal home, which is, you know, South Lake Union downtown. It's like they're going to be in close proximity with their executives, with their employees. I think there's more than symbolic value to that. And at the same time, you know, it's sort of a typical Amazon thing. You know, something that's cheap but effective, right? I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, yeah, Amazon is not spending $1 billion to solve homelessness, but a couple hundred people, including kids, are going to have someplace warm, you know, to sleep in a pretty convenient part of town.
Seattle Times Amazon reporter Angel Gonzalez. Amazon declined to comment for this story, but they did put out a statement saying, "As we grow in Seattle, we recognize the importance of investing in our hometown in ways that benefit our neighbors and our employees." And in a more typical philanthropic move for the company, they linked to an Amazon Smile page where people who want to help can buy things like diapers and socks for the families at Mary's Place. We're tweeting out that link right now.